Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hey kids, hey, let me get on the phone.
it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the They always say that they won't, but I know that they front, cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you've been fearing deep inside. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking, we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What? They don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Ooh, see, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me, and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gon' do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the lies on 11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking. We can't see where we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What? They don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the just by a look, keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen, I'm a deceiver. Just watch and listen, you a believer. I work for the NWO, people didn't you know. It's going down, we gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean, so you get drunk and pretend it's a drink. So I made up a lie, now I start world wars and they're all by my side. We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had him looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the elitists popping bottles with our blood inside a cup. Screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die, I hope you die. To my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high, just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the.
In creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Hello, folks. Ron is having some PC issues, so he's going to switch, and he will be right back with us. So, in the meantime, it looks like you're stuck with me again, huh? Sorry, y'all.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. The ladies are insane there. sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the feeling. Well, I get it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real. It feels so good.
I mean, was it last night? Last night, Antoinette had to carry the show. She carried the show yesterday, you know.
Yep.
What's going on? What's going on, Ron?
Yeah. I'm a sad case, brother. I guarantee you, I'm a sad case. That's some of my friends will tell you. But hey, I made it. I'm here. Yeah, I had issues last night. But anyway, I still have the issues today, so I got it done. But everything's cool, man. I see we're all going to die pretty soon. I guess this is it. The end part finally came to us. The Ebola virus is really traveling quick, man. So, you know, everybody's going to roll their sleeves up and get a Monsanto injection in you.
Well, it's airborne now, Ron. It's airborne now, and the government they're trying to squash that. They don't want that to get out. They don't want you to know it's airborne. You know, Obama did that, by the way.
No, that was Patton. That was Patton in 2007. But did you know that, Golf Dogs? It was Patton in 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah, that virus got a patent to it.
Do you know who owns the patent?
Yeah.
I bet you do, because y'all know
the United States.
Yeah, well, the CDC does. CDC the
owns
CDC.
It. CDC owns it,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The thing about it is nobody, you know, Monsanto probably made it.
Monsanto is graciously, they're going to have a vaccination for us that is going to be available by September. And from what I hear, it could be mandatory.
I can't I want to get my shot around.
What's wrong, Ron, is all these idiots around this country, in this government, you know, they're manufacturing these viruses nowadays. I don't believe in all this new stuff. They're manufacturing this crap and putting it out there in the wild. You know, they might put it in another country and they bring it here, but no, this is what's going on.
This virus is a household name. It's been around for a long time, you know. They've lab tested with humans with this shit many times. You know, I don't get it. We know it's wrong. But there again, is this another bullshit plot? You know, another false flag? Is this the big bad one that's going to happen? They're going to poison a bunch of fucking people? You know what I mean? And they keep saying it's coming from Syria. That's the information I'm getting. I was on CNN earlier. A nurse in Nigeria, a businessman from Saudi Arabia, a Spanish priest, and a I can't even see. I'm going blind. With the World Health Organization announcing Wednesday that the 932 deaths that have been reporting are confirmed the result of Ebola, hemorrhaging, enzymatic fever, can't even read.
Do you have a link, Ron?
No, it's on CNN. I can't get the link out. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Twitter.
I don't either. I closed all of that. Yeah, I closed
it. I don't have Reddit. I don't have StumbleUpon. I don't have this shit.
I don't use that. I never use that stuff.
No.
I use Facebook, but I stopped.
No.
Yeah, Facebook is I left Facebook for Twitter, believe it or not. And Twitter's got me wondering about them half the time, you know, if I should leave their ass. You know, I mean, I don't trust none of them. And Facebook when I was on Facebook, they were censoring my posts. You know, they were actually removing things that I would say.
Yeah.
And taking them away. They wouldn't tell me they did that. They would just remove it and act like, you know, it just never happened. Yeah. So I left them. Now, Twitter has shut me down twice, but brought me back. And here lately, for about at least the last 9 months, Twitter hasn't bothered me. There for a while, they had somebody in there that had their eye on me and just shut me down constantly. And of course, everybody I know, my friends were, you know, arguing or, you know, protesting and yelling at them. And then finally, they brought me back. And one time they deleted all my, they actually deleted everybody that followed me on Twitter. Now they brought them, brought all them. Yeah, they brought them all back. Now I'm back to normal now. You never know what they're going to do. But Facebook was terrible. Facebook was basically censoring my post. And so I left them. You know what? They hated me leaving them. I had to, I went through all the process of deleting my account. And even when you do that, they got your email.
They still have your email. Yep.
Yep, they kept sending me emails, you know, come back. Oh, this guy's trying to get a hold of you. This guy's trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, well,
you know,
you could put it, you can click it where you don't get those messages.
Well,
I basically
sent them all to spam. I called it spam, and finally my email account picked it up, and I don't get none of it no more. It's gone.
Oh,
they're totally gone.
In the comment section, when I got out of Facebook, in the comment section, I typed him a nice little letter. I was really being really comfortable and pleasing. You know, I put it like this, dear Suckerman, I don't want nothing to do with Facebook book. I'm done with you. You got information what I'm doing. But it doesn't matter now. My cell phone, I'm sure I'm bugged. Fortunately, it's got GPS built into it.
I never used my cell phone for Facebook.
It doesn't matter, but your GPS is always working it regardless. Even if the phone's off, the GPS is still working on it. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's all that way. You're being tracked constantly. And you don't even know it.
Of course.
That's why the free phones are given away. You know, the track.
Yeah, well, see, I never got one of those phones. I should have got me one.
Well, but you have one, it doesn't matter. And there's some people don't have a cell phone at all. You know, and they're cool, but there again, there's some other method, a way. They have internet or something like that. Oh, there you go. It doesn't matter. So electronically, they want all of the electronically controlled world. That's what you're trying to do. You know, we have so many communist mandatory laws. We have, you know, Jesus, man. The seatbelt, the car insurance, the medical now. You know, mandatory this, mandatory that, this and that. You know what I'm saying? These things are completely unconstitutional.
Extremely
unconstitutional. Just like the court system. Okay, that's another thing I have to bitch about, and I bring this up all the time. Okay, how the hell is the victim a party to the prosecution and the judge? You see what I mean? If the state's the victim, the prosecutor works for the state, the judge works for the state, and the fucking lawyer defending you is a member of the bar. So he's an officer of the court. So that makes him his office as well. So, you know, it's just that something's, what's wrong with that picture? You know? And it looks like you're fucking stupid. Yeah. No. There's something really wrong with this picture. It's fraud.
Well, Ron, did you see where I have to find the link where the policemen are saying that since Obama's not following the Constitution, the police are saying that they don't have to either.
Right. I saw that, Antoinette. I don't think I actually saved that one. No, I might have saved that. Let me go look for
I'm
it
getting
real
ready.
Quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready. Look, and Ron, you have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the name, so I left it up to you.
I'll find that post here in a minute. I think I put it on Twitter. So I'm going down my Twitter post to see if I can find that. I know I put that out there. Okay. I mean, it's amazing. And a cop actually told the person, I don't have to go by the Constitution because Obama don't go by the Constitution.
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
I don't know how long ago I posted it, though. It got out. It might have been early today. I'm already looking back 4 hours and ain't seen it yet.
I'm looking.
What's up, folks?
Hi, George.
There's George.
Yeah, I had to clean my computer out before I could actually do this because last night my Skype kept messing up, so I figured let me go and clean my system out real good before I try calling in.
I found it, Antoinette. I'll post it.
Thank you, Ed. Because I was looking.
It might not be the link you seen. I got it off of the Federalist Papers.
You know what? It's still the same principle.
Yeah, I got it. Let me get it over here and show you all.
Yeah, thank you. Because I couldn't believe that when I seen it. I was like, wow.
That's right. Check that out. That'll blow your mind. There's a cop thinking,
I don't have
to go by the Constitution because Obama don't go by the Constitution. I mean, that's a lawless society when you hear that.
Yes.
We already know Obama's lawless, and now the cops say, well, we are too, you know? This is what you're dealing with. People need to take heart to what that cop said right there because there's a lot of, I mean, it's very serious, actually.
It is very serious. It truly, truly is. I have it up. Do you have it up yet, Ron? No.
I don't even hear Ron.
I don't either.
Ron, are you there?
Oh, he's got himself muted.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know I was muted. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, did you check out the Eric person that has their hand up?
There's only one gift and Stefan Reddings in the chat room.
Yeah, okay, well.
Yeah, George is on.
Hello, Eric. Yes,
Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan.
Okay, well, Jackie Chan. Very good.
Right. Oh,
wasn't that wonderful? I think we all know who Jackie Chan is. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to make an attempt to do
video.
This, y'all.
What's that?
What results from a president who refused to follow the Constitution. This statement from a New York police officer says it all. And it's a shame because I didn't upload. It shouldn't take long, but since the system's already out, never mind. According to photography, it's not a crime. This video was posted Monday by activists trying to bring changes to the Helmata Regional Animal Shelter in New Jersey, which they claim have been violating state health codes. What do you think about the police officer's statement? Okay, well, so much for that, because you don't get to hear the police officer's statement because it's not uploaded.
Well, I can play the video, try to rinse my speakers.
Oh, okay, because it's only a minute and 34 seconds.
Yeah, let me
see
my
but
pull
off. If Obama doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to either.
Right. Well, let me move my microphone and hang tight with me. I'll swing this to play. And you can hear it. Holler if you can hear it, and I'll play with the board to get it adjusted, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I feel much better.
Okay, great.
Okay. You did what on Twitter? It's all choppy.
Right,
I can't
second,
hear
it. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
I'm working on it. You know me, I'm slow. I rode this little
yellow
bus, remember?
Yeah, and you're slow, and you tend to be crazy all a lot.
I need to object to what's going on.
Yeah.
My first Fourth Amendment rights were my civil rights were violated. That was Obama's designated to create the Constitution. So I don't care if he doesn't follow the Constitution. But it's early case law. You know that? Did you get that? You're not going to follow the Constitution. It's more early. Can you say that one more time? I'm not sure I heard it clearly. Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to be early case law.
Just tell me that one more time so I completely understand what you just said.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to be early case law.
No, you're aware of your right best right now. So, this is public property. This is someone in this valley.
Okay.
And it's in for the client trespassing. It's public property. It's public property as well. Okay, so listen. Why am I being fancy knowing you know me? Listen, you want to talk? I'm not going to talk to you. I'll just ask you a question. Can I have your badge number and your name, please?
You can read my name.
You can also spell it out for me, so.
My first Fourth Amendment rights were violated. My federal thank you. You guys are absolutely ridiculous.
There you go.
Okay, that wasn't too clear.
Well,
I mean, but you could hear it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't worry. I'm going to fix this tomorrow.
I know you will.
So, I'm sorry about background noise.
That's okay.
Of course, I'm having issues. Damn, junk.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. George was saying he was having issues at first, too, because he had left and came back in.
No, I wasn't having issues per se. I was trying to head them off. Computer's. I went and did a complete clean out.
Oh, you know, I got to do that myself.
What's that?
With the cookies and history and everything.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I haven't did that in a while.
I use C-Cleaner. And I also do the disc clean out after I do C-Cleaner. To make sure I got everything.
Yeah, I do. I defrag and all that.
I just delete them and that's it.
Well, that's good too, but yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't know.
That cop there talking that shit, that pretty much sums it up. That woke people up. That, I mean, I didn't
yeah.
get that video got so far, but even the police are catching on to the bullshit. You know what I mean? People are catching on. That's why I said I'm not mad at Barry Obama. I'm not mad at the guy. He did the thing to wake people the fuck up. Now, this
yeah, that's what I said. Welcome people
for the
up.
Poisoning people, this is going to piss some people. This, I'm telling you, man. I don't. This is not good.
No,
because people are going to figure it out. Well, wait a minute. This is a man-made virus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And they finally start to figure out where the vaccinations are coming from, and
mm-hmm.
you know everything else, and you know everything
right.
that they're doing to the food, and you know what they're spraying and everything else.
Right.
You know, I had sent
so
you.
So all air
traffic
should be shut the fuck off in America right now. Air traffic should be shut off to this country. Nothing come in this country. Period. Right now. If that's fucking important, and that's dangerous, then all air traffic, all in towards everything coming to America, should stop. Wouldn't that be right? You're trying to contain this
yeah.
virus?
But then also,
you know,
there's some people that's here that shouldn't be here. Even though they're supposed
right.
to be here, they shouldn't be.
Right.
And I'm not
yes,
talking about the immigrants that are coming across the border.
Well, but that's another piece of fuel to the fire. The borders are open, and these people are flowing in like water. You know what I mean? Now you got this
well,
virus
remember,
out here.
When we looked at the
like
map.
Too much shit is colliding together, and I think it's a bullshit story. I'm saying it's a falser, you know?
Yes, but remember when we were looking at the map and
mm-hmm.
where they had all of the, you know, the 20 centers that were located. And remember
right.
I said, notice it's not one in Arizona. Isn't that where they're coming across at?
That in Texas. Ain't it?
Yeah.
So.
But there was none in Arizona. And do I need to find that again for y'all and pull it up? And also, Ron and George, I sent both of y'all a video today.
I have not been home all day to check my email, so I will have to look at it when I get done here tonight.
Well, George, how are you doing with your doctor's visits? You doing all right, brother? I seen where you called me earlier. I'm trying to call you back. I've been so busy scrambling, man. I'll keep my phone with my work, but sorry to call you back. But how you doing with everything?
Well, let me put it this way. Everything that was scheduled got screwed up. Royal.
Aww.
Well,
so I have to reschedule everything.
I
took this past
week
weekend
like
off
so
for nothing.
Well, I got a property dispute going on. Case fell on my lap under bad pretenses I didn't want to get involved in. But these people... The neighbors don't want these other neighbors to put up a fence. You know, so it's a property issue, you know. So.
Well, if they're putting up a if the people are putting the fence up on their property, there's really not much that can be done about it.
That's right. I know that. But they're wanting a surveyor to come back out again. Well, if they're going to pay the bill for it, you might as well get it done. But I said, you really want to piss them off is you rent both because it's a duplex. But what they did is they bought it, and they're, you know, they're fixing it up. They're going to live in it. You know, these people are actually going to live in this duplex, all right? One side, and it's a pretty good-sized building. Is the mother and father of one of them is going to live in one unit, and they're going to live in the other unit, which, hey, that's cool, you know. And they're remodeling the whole thing. I mean, they stripped this thing down to the bare bones and redid it all, okay? Well, the neighbor next door, they're kind of whatever, you know, whatever the issue is. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to them yet at this point. But they, I don't, you know, what their issue is. I don't get it. But they don't want a fence up there. Well, they have a fence already there themselves, which is actually over on these people's property by the survey stakes I'm seeing now. They're over about an inch and a half, you know, which is no big, I mean, who gives a shit, really? Come on, the people... Or they get uptight over that shit. They do. But anyway, you know, I discovered today there's two utility lines running through that ground there. Okay, so that makes it actually an easement. because of the city water system. You know what I mean? So those two lines won't through there since it's feeding from the main to another break, you know, to another distribution area that would be, you know, an easement. So I don't know which way it's going to go. But anyway, I'll deal as it goes. But it's just the way my week's been, nonstop. Everything I had scheduled to do got set back a day. And I'm worried about weather coming in. I got a lot of work to do outside. And it's insane. It's chaos. That's why everybody's, why can't we get a hold of you, man? Can't get a hold of you. Well, I don't take my phone with me when I'm working. It's like, what's the reason why I get so many phone calls? No, not against anybody. I try to call her back if I can. But when I'm working and somebody calls me and I'm working, I hate it because it takes me a minute to get my head back together. Once I'm in motion, you got the momentum going, what you're doing, and you get stopped and you got to regroup yourself and get back to it. So it's me. Maybe I've lost my mind, but that's what I do. I just don't take the phone with me. I don't want to be distracted, especially when I'm operating a piece of equipment, or working in my other place. I don't, that's just me. But anyway, but George, I was just concerned about you. Make sure you're all right. But
I'm all right. Well. The problem being that when they schedule all these tests,
right?
They basically, in a sense, they double booked. The same tests for other people. So me and two other people would have ended up going in there at the same time.
Yeah.
Somebody all they would admit to is that they messed up.
Right.
And they waited until the day I was to walk out the door. I had my hand on the doorknob. I'm getting ready to open the door to go out to my friend's car. And the next thing I hear is my phone ringing. I'm like, now who in the hell is calling me at this hour? It was the hospital. Everything has to be rescheduled. I said, well, when did you know you screwed up the scheduling? 3 days ago. And you're just calling me now? I'm like, you people have got to be crazy.
I went to one time to a doctor's office, and I got called the next day and said, they need to reschedule my appointment. I said, what appointment? I was there yesterday. Well, we don't show you as being here, Mr. Rec. But I was there. Yes, I was there. Or a reminder. I like when they call you for a reminder. You have an appointment tomorrow. It's such and such time. But I ain't got no doctor's appointments. I ain't got nothing scheduled. I ain't fell apart yet. Or something hasn't become a problem yet. I lost some stress, maybe. Stress out.
Well.
But anyway. Go for it, George.
Anyway. I do want to comment on what that cop said.
Mm-hmm.
It's about damn time they started.
I told you. I said it.
It took.
I said I'm...
It's but the worst. You remember the old Batman series? William Dozier did the. He was the announcer of the series, and he used to say, "The worst is yet to come." Well, guess what? The worst is yet to come.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Done by a long shot.
No.
You want to
now,
talk about that?
We have Doc that's in here. And, Doc, if you feel like calling in, the number is 718-508-9813. And again, that number is 718-508-9813. And I'll put it in the chat room for you. But, Doc, I know that since you are a doctor, if they make it so that you're being forced to take the Ebola vaccine, how do you feel about that? Would you force your patients to take it? Would you force yourself to take it or your family? Since this is something that is still in test mode. And, we know that all vaccinations, they have the disease in it. So I'm really curious to know what your take is on that.
I'd like to know what it is, too. Doc, I'll tell you, man, I would
really like to hear it right from Doc vocally. Please do call in,
man, because I'm telling you, this whole thing with Ebola, a lot of people are wigging out over it. Two patients have been brought into to Atlanta now, and it's like,
okay,
this is nuts.
He said there's no vaccine as of yet. Doc, Monsanto has something that will be out in September. Let me find you the link for it.
Well, Doc, by the way, Doc, it's George from Firefox News Online. I'll tell you what, brother. I'll tell you what, Doc. Here's the deal, okay? This whole Ebola thing has got me a little more than just concerned. Also, they are planning on testing a possible vaccine. That's good.
Yeah, it's in the...
But in the meantime, the vaccine they're still planning the testing. But in the meantime, you've got two patients with confirmed cases of Ebola. Now, what if, God forbid, someone in that hospital is contaminated and doesn't know it, and they're out of the hospital? That stuff could get around pretty quick. I mean, hey, listen. I ain't got no...
I have two links for you, for y'all. For one is from New York Times. Getting ready to put it in now. There's one, and I'm going to get you the other one.
Well, Doc, I have no spleen to speak of. My ability to fight infection has been compromised as a result, so the doctors told me at the time. I don't know.
Shoot.
But the bottom line? I'm a little bit concerned. Trust me. If precautions are taken, it's no more dangerous than AIDS. I can take all the precautions I want. But I ain't living in no damn bubble either. I'm going to live my life the way I normally do. Cautious, careful, and crazy. The three C's.
You know what?
Cautious, careful, and crazy.
It's inspiring me to write a song.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Wait. This is inspiring you to write a song, Ron?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this one that link that I put in there, that was from 2 hours ago from the New York Times.
Oh, sorry about that, folks.
Mm-hmm. And this one is from Global Research, Monsanto invests in Ebola treatment drug company as pandemic spreads.
Of course.
Yes. So
I'm not giving another royalties when I wrote this song. Ebola. Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. Roll out the Ebola. We'll have Ebola fun. Yeah. Crazy Nation Radio. That's what we do. We do crazy things. Because we're straight up crazy.
Well, Doc, were you aware that the United States has a patent on it, and they've had that patent on this Ebola since 2007 or 2010, that they've had the patent on this?
We're suing.
Well, they, if anything, it should be that they would be suing us if it's getting out, wouldn't it?
Well, no, they stole our shit.
Did they steal it, or did we give it to them?
We didn't give them nothing.
Give it to them?
We ain't going to say that.
Know? I don't know how
we're
we how they got
it.
It
doesn't matter. They used Monsanto's virus on other people.
Oh, wait a minute.
Monsanto has every right to collect their dues of money. Because they infringed on the copyright, they infringed on the patent. And we will stand behind Monsanto. We at Hook, Wreck, and Sinker Law Firm, we stand by our clients. We're
oh,
off the street people just like them.
Okay, Doc. Doc, the physician.
Well, let me just say this. Doc says he's more worried about it, you know, coming across, you know, or, well, what I'm fixing to say, coming across the border or coming, you know, coming around and not from a hospital. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
okay?
But he also says, don't get me wrong, it scares him. Therefore, if it was widespread in the community, I would take the vaccine.
There are more people coming across this border right now. In this country, we have people coming across the border at an alarming rate, unchecked, just coming across. So you don't think, you know, we already know they're bringing diseases. You don't think that might be one of them? You damn right it probably is.
Well,
and
now
this is all orchestrated now by Obama. Obama and this government has orchestrated this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now,
right.
Golf Dog, remember when I put the link up? What, the day before yesterday, of the map? Remember the CDC map of where they would be holding people with, you know, any signs of respiratory infection or anything like that? And there was none in Arizona.
Yep. They're not doing that. They're putting them on buses and shipping them all over the country. As far as Alaska and Hawaii, they're not quarantining anyone. You know, if you back when I was a kid, my parents wanted to buy a parrot,
mm-hmm.
you know, one that talked, and they couldn't wait to get it, and it was coming from Mexico. You know, that bird had to go into quarantine. I can't remember how long we had to wait for that bird
to
come
like
out of
that
quarantine
with dogs and stuff.
Before we could get it. But you know, what about human beings? There is no quarantine on human beings. I mean, they're just letting them come across without question. And I'll say it once again, Obama did that. If you ever want to blame anybody, blame Obama for what's taking place, because he set this all up, you know, as well as the American government.
Well, he didn't set it up, didn't he? Keep in mind when it was patent. Now, he is responsible for it being carried out.
And he does not care. He's basically a guy that cannot
he's
be reelected.
Arrogant.
Yeah,
he's
the only
arrogant.
Thing, only thing he's worried about is, and you know, you keep hearing all these people talk about, you know, impeach me, impeach me, impeach me. You know, well, and he wants that you know, at least the media wants you to believe the guy wants to be impeached. No, he don't want to be impeached. He wants you to impeach him, or at least attempt to, and try to draw funds to the Democratic Party to support him. You know, and because that's what they see. I mean, I'm serious. That's what's going on. He's getting away with basically murder, and he's daring anybody to do anything about it. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's right in your face. I mean, that's why I said the agenda has never changed, but it's just that it has accelerated now.
Yeah,
it's accelerated now. I mean, and to me, and it's, you know, okay, we know the country is falling. You know, this corporation has fallen. It's on its last legs. And let's throw the black man in there so we can blame it all on him. And it's working.
Yep. And the
you
fact
know,
of
I
the
mean,
matter
he's been
is...
seeing a decline for decades.
Obama basically is the mouthpiece for the government. This is a bigger plan than just Obama. But Obama's the one carrying it out. And he's doing
it.
He's
the puppet.
He's doing it just as planned. He's doing it because, first of all, he's black. Well, you can't say nothing about him because he's black, and you know, and so you know, they let him do what he does, and he dares you to come get him. He dares you to do it. The problem with this country we have, we need somebody to get some balls and go get his ass. He needs to be taken down. He needs to be taken down. He needs to be in handcuffs, and he needs to be
hey, Golf Dogs, hold on a second, man. Hey, Ron, wake up.
What are you going to tell me about, George?
Ron?
I'm on mute and awake.
Well, then who in the hell was snoring?
Somebody's in their water pipe. That's a water pipe.
That was my cousin.
That's cousin.
Go ahead, George.
No, I was just trying to wake Ron up. I thought he was asleep.
No.
I thought you were yelling at me.
Yeah,
I'm
Ron.
Another Ron.
No. I thought I heard somebody snoring just now.
Ron's over hitting the ball.
Continue.
Yeah.
But this Ebola is really a serious, very serious disease
seriously than what you'd believe, you know, Antoinette. You know, if you watch the media, they try to make it sound like, oh, we've got it under control. And Doc maybe knows a little bit about this, but, you know, now it's airborne. They don't want you to know airborne. Yeah, they don't want you to know it's airborne. It's airborne now. You can breathe and get it. You don't have to touch them. You can just breathe it. Be close to them. Be enough, you know, be in their space and breathe it, and you can get it. So, it's much more dangerous than what they want you to believe.
Yes. Now, just the fact that it has already been patented, to me, that's a concern, because who owns this?
The CDC. The CDC owns the patent.
Okay, so then what country do we blame? See, the CDC is ours.
Right.
Well, not mine, because
yeah.
I don't own anything in this
corporation. They're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, the American government is doing all this to you, and Atlanta, Georgia is where the CDC is basically headquartered. Like Ron just said. And so basically they own the patent. I'm going to tell you what. They designed this disease. I'm telling you.
Yes.
They designed it and they put it out there. And it's not the only disease. They do all of them.
No, they did all of them.
Yep.
They started working on AIDS in the 60s, and they put it out in the late 70s and early 80s. Then you had the breakout of AIDS. The HIV, but that was something they started working on in the 60s. And cancer, yes. They started working on that in the late 50s, and they told the woman that they had working on it, that they were using it against, his name begins with a G. Come on. No, it begins with a C, Castro.
Yeah.
And instead they wanted it for Kennedy. And, of course, they just kept reproducing it and reproducing it and making it stronger and making it stronger, and then they started putting in the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who got vaccinated back in the 60s knows that, you know, we had that cancer virus in us.
That's why I haven't had a flu shot in years. You know, I had a friend of mine who's a big anti-government guy. I mean, way worse than me. And he's been telling me for years, you should get the flu shot. And I got it there for a few years. and finally, you know, it dawned on me, this guy that was telling me about this, he's never sick. He's anti all this crap, and he's never sick. I mean, he works his butt off. He's a hard worker, and he's never sick. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's something to it. So I quit taking the flu shot, I want to say probably now 7 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I quit taking the flu shot, and I've never had the flu since. You know, my grandfather, when my grandfather was alive, of course he's passed away now, but he took the pneumonia. He took a shot for pneumonia. He said it was the worst thing he ever done. He thought it was going to kill him, and he was up in age at that time, and it did a number on him. He said, that's the last time I'll ever take that. He quit taking it. And eventually, of course, he passed. But, you know, this is what the government does. They're feeding you full of crap. I mean, it's like, I'll tell my radical buddy, he's always going, stop using toothpaste. It's, you know, he...
Yeah, because of the fluoride.
Yeah, he always asked me, you want to ride with me? I said, where are you going? He goes, I'm going up to the health food store. There's a health food store up in the Houston area, and I'll drive. I'll get in the truck and ride. He'll go up there. He'll buy a toothpaste that has no fluoride.
Yeah.
You know, he will not use any of this store, you know, the store-bought stuff. And, you know, and he makes a lot of sense. The more I look back on it, I say, oh, wow. You know?
Yeah.
He said, it's a poison. The fluoride is a poison, and they've been poisoning you for years.
Yes.
So, and when you tell people like that that don't understand or, you know, in the mainstream, they think, oh, my God, this guy's a lunatic. You know,
yeah,
you
that's the way how they look at you, like you're crazy.
Yeah, when you say don't use toothpaste, or at least don't use what they want you to use, or fluoride,
right,
they think, well, you're a lunatic, you know. But,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's coming more and more. I've told people for a long time, you know, I got a good friend of mine on another BTR show that talks about Alex Jones quite a bit. And, you know, he'll have people
mm-hmm
call in and diss Alex Jones and talk crap about him. And all he'll do is, in his response, he'll say, you know, he goes, ignore Alex Jones at your own peril. He goes,
yeah,
he's been telling you.
Because that's what
yeah
it is.
Yeah, he's been telling you about it for years, and you're ignoring him, but he's been talking about this, which is the truth.
Yeah.
Which is the truth.
Yes, it is. And he's bringing things out, and the mainstream media picks it up later.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, maybe sometimes 10 years later. You know, he says something
yeah
you won't hear about for years before it comes
mm-hmm
out. But he has good information. Now also he's also promoting himself and his show and his website. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, but
yeah
he has to do that, you know.
Yeah,
you
got to
make money
realize,
too.
You know, yeah, you got to realize he's looking out for himself, and
yeah
so you understand that. But you also got to look at the big picture, the big picture.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I do. I look at the big picture. What is all coming down to?
Yeah,
and,
I mean, and you know, and I say, just like with anything else, when you watch television, you know, when you're on the internet, you know,
yeah
there's all kinds of advertisements that come across you. Now, it's
yep
up to you what you take and, you
yep
know, what you take and put your resources on. You know, because you
yep
can show me a whole lot of stuff and talk to me in the face. That does not mean that I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, we all have our own decisions to make in our own personal lives, and you know, I try to stay open minded. I try to. People
yeah
think, oh, you're closed minded. You don't want to listen to. I think no, it wasn't this show. Another show I came on. I was on just right before this show. It was an AM radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking on there, but I was listening to a friend of mine, and he was talking about the gay agenda in this country. And he started off by talking about, I have no problems with a gay person. He goes, I got gay friends, lesbian friends, all that kind of thing. He goes, but, you know, and he went off on, you know, don't tell me I have to like it. You know, they don't tell me I have to agree with it. He goes, I'm okay with you until you tell me I have to agree with it or submit to it. And that's where I'm at. I'm
yeah
the same way.
Don't tell me
I've got to agree with it, you know. It's just because I don't like it. Don't tell me, don't condemn me because I don't agree with that lifestyle.
Right.
You know.
You know, that's not my lifestyle. I don't approve of it. But
right
I also know that I can't stop other people from what they're going to do. You know,
well,
if God gave
believes
people free will, then who am
yeah
I to
yeah
say that you don't have any free will? And
well,
you
I
have to think
to say,
as God thinks.
The way I think, Antoinette, I think in the end, God will deal with you. He'll deal
yeah
with me. He'll deal with you. So I'm not,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm not one to judge. So, you
right
know, you do what you want to do. I'll do what I want to do. And in the end, we'll all see how it all falls apart, you know, or falls
yeah
or comes together, one or the other. But I'm not going to condemn you. But whenever you tell me I have to do this or I have to do that, that's where we have a problem. And
yeah
that's what's going on with the American government right now. You know, Obama right now going around the world promoting gay sex and gay rights.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing that since he became president. He's gotten really bad here recently. He's in Africa right now. They're telling him they need to, because Africa has real strict rules, you know, in many of the areas over there against homosexuals. And Obama's over there trying to tell him, you need to stop this.
Wait,
you know,
the Ebola virus is in Africa too. What's he doing there?
Well, he's already protected.
There's another key part.
Yeah.
Your Eric person is back for the fourth time, Ron.
Yeah, I know.
So
all
you
right,
can deal with them this time.
Why me? All right. There we go. See, there you go. There's Eric.
Yeah.
That's Eric.
Yeah.
He is, one of the special people. You can't call him retarded anymore, they say. You're special. Especially retarded. Now, the only time
they
I get
live
that
in their
retarded
own world
is when I'm about pretty well drunk. I'm pretty well drunk when I get that retarded. There again, I do when I'm sober too. I'm kind of retarded, but I don't do that.
Well, I don't know.
Everybody needs a little help.
Yes, that is true.
He can't help you with a few fries short of a Happy Meal. A few bricks short of a loaf.
That may be what the problem is eating the Happy Meals.
Well, I think it might have been when he was inoculated as a child. Some brains don't get it. They can't handle that chemical. When you get
okay,
I've been told that whenever I have chocolate ice cream, I become a totally different person.
My granddaughter does.
And friendly and peaceful.
Oh, my granddaughter gets super hyper.
That too.
She gets super hyper. Well, and it's a shame because as a grandmother, I want to give her everything she wants. So it's kind of nice if I can give her the ice cream and send her home.
Cereal, it really makes me go off the rocker, off the rails.
Brooklyn.
I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I eat Cocoa
Puffs.
I can
believe
like
that.
Cuckoo. Yeah, I'm rubber room bound. Straight jacket.
Okay, Ron, you better stop saying. Look, if you don't get that flu, that Ebola treatment, then see, you may get your wish. You keep saying it.
Ebola, shmeebola. Ebola sounds like a lunch meat, don't it? Kind of like a family friend member, the bologna. Ebola, the bologna.
I don't know. You know what? It almost sounds like something fun. It doesn't sound like, that's...
it almost sounds like a wrestler's name, ladies and gentlemen, coming down the aisle from points unknown, weight unknown, here's Ebola.
Yeah,
I could see somebody going on WWE wrestling and going, they call me Ebola because I'm the disease and I'm also the cure. So look out for me. Oh yeah,
Is Ebola originally the Black Plague?
I don't.
Does anyone know?
Good question. Now you got me.
I need to Google it?
Not in the chat room right now. I have to get back in there.
Okay, George, you just want me to work.
Well, no, I'm not in the chat. Look for yourself. I'm not there.
I know. I see you're not. That's why I said you just
want
me to work.
I got bounced. Somehow I boo-booed. I hit the wrong button. But I'm going to fix that right now. I took the liberty.
Okay, Monsanto has Ebola meds for September. I told you all that, right?
Okay. Do I need to call Monsanto directly?
Well, if you... What are you going to get, a case of the meds or something?
I need to call them and ask them, is this Roundup tolerant?
Oh. Well, you know what I say? Monsanto is known for Roundup, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Monsanto is known for Roundup.
Okay, I can hear me.
But is this virus GMO certified?
It probably is. But now, look. Now, remember,
I like genetically
Monsanto
shit.
Makes,
I don't like nothing straight.
Remember Monsanto makes Roundup?
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it kills off all the weeds.
You can tolerate it, but it won't
kill
the
seed. Yeah, but it kills off all the weeds.
Right.
So is that what Monsanto is doing to us now? We're the weeds. They're killing
exactly.
us all up.
Right,
we're round.
Right.
We're being rounded
we're
up.
We're the weeds. Right. We're being rounded up. Roundup. That's what I call it, Roundup. Round up the people and poison them off. Save the money.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's it.
And y'all guess what? I got something for you.
Well, I don't want it.
George is going to make me. Oh, Golf Dogs put it in. Thank you, Golf Dogs. Oh, and you just let me just keep going on and on and on. See, y'all are not right.
Hey, I just got in.
I didn't know what you were going to post.
It's not my fault.
okay, you have
the
death toll.
So it's not my fault.
It's 887. Wow, that's not good. Okay, what I put in, but thank you, Golf Dogs, but that's not good. Was Ebola behind the Black Death that devastated Europe was not the bubonic plague, but rather an Ebola-like virus. So I gave y'all the link. And that's from ABC News, and it was July the 30th. On Golf Dogs, Ron, Stephen asked, how old were you? And Golf Dog said that you were 87. He said, like 87.
Yes. Yeah, 87. I'm 87, and I'm extremely sexy. I'm so hot, they can't stand to look at me.
I could say something to that, but at the risk of sounding like a real mean person, I'm going to bite my tongue and say nothing at all, because like my mom always told me when I was a kid, child.
You were a kid? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kindly, intelligent, and delightful. Kid.
Okay.
It's an acronym.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Anyway, when I was little, my mother always said to me, if you don't have anything nice to say, shut up!
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Golf Dog said you were 88, or 88. He's lost his mind. Stephen, I would go with more with the lateral portion of
I couldn't remember, Antoine, whether he was 87 or 88.
I lost my mind. I looked all over the place for it. I looked in my truck. I looked under the couch, and I just can't find it. I did find my remote control, though, so I did find that. But, yeah, as far as my mind, I still can't find it.
Hey, Ron,
look where
I lost my mind a long time ago.
It'd be the least
place
I know I put
it. Find it since. I think I lost it on the train coming back from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for the poor soul that found it.
It's hard to be sane. Hey, it's hard to be insane or sane in an insane world. Right now we're living in an insane society. I mean, everybody
Where's
is
the crazy
idiot.
Greek at tonight? I ain't seen him. I don't see the crazy Greek tonight.
I don't know. George ought to call him. George has got his phone number. I do too, but I'll screw up my connection by doing that.
I might do that too.
Text message though.
He's probably down at the restaurant.
Well, his He lives in an apartment above the restaurant, so.
Yeah.
He's always at the restaurant. He's just not always at
the restaurant. George, I have one day have to come to New York just to see his, what he doesn't call it a museum, but I think he has a museum as well, because that guy's got more stuff than you could ever. I mean, oh my God. I mean,
golf dogs.
Have you been there?
Pictures is like, oh my God. I've got to get down there and see this.
I didn't know if you'd been there or not, but I may tell you what. The pictures he shows blows my mind with what I see him putting online. I mean, the guy's got, I mean, he's definitely
a
story.
Next time I talk to him, I might call him up tonight just to wake him up and ask him a question. But no, I'm just kidding. But I got a question for him, and he's going to smoke his ass. He's going to hate me for this.
Okay, look, y'all, I put another link in the chat room. And I think that we really need to look at this one. The Black Death was caused by the Ebola virus. History textbooks has got it wrong about Black Death. What they say was caused by bubonic plague spread by rats and their fleas. A new study suggests that it was in fact caused by an Ebola-like virus transmitted directly from person to person. So that was the first paragraph, but I think y'all need to look at this.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet, but I can actually agree with it. I can believe it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'm bringing it up now.
And they have further down, the first recorded outbreak of the Black Death occurred at the Sicilian port of Messina in 1347. Isn't that where they said that this link came from? This dose of it came from?
Yep.
And they talk about the quarantine.
I'm trying to see a date. When was it posted? 7/23/01. Is that what that is?
Let me see. I believe so.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. I was just trying to see, you know, if it was the same thing, because I thought I had heard before that it was the same thing.
I've heard that before. I've never heard anybody that can confirm it. Other than what you're posting there, I haven't heard anybody that can confirm it. But like I said, I would not be surprised by it at all. Nothing would surprise me.
No. Nope.
Because, you know, these diseases that we're seeing throughout the country and the world, you know, they're being designed right here by the government. The government are making these things in laboratories, and then somehow they're letting them out. I mean, you know, they're doing it on purpose, but, you know, they're releasing them into the wild. And, like AIDS. You know, diseases, period. Think back to when you were 10 years old. We didn't have all this crap. We didn't have all these diseases. Of course, we had chicken pox. We had the measles, and they were probably the same thing, designed by the government, built by the government, you know. And now,
and I wasn't allergic to them. I never got them.
When I was a kid, I do not, you know, into my early, say, 20s, I don't remember of Alzheimer's disease. Do you?
I think they just called it a different name. I believe that was just
analogy. I don't remember that.
They didn't call it Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's was something that came out in the 90s. But before that, you know, it's just, oh, they went senile. You know, just, you know, they were old and forgetful. That was just it.
Yeah.
You know, and just talked about the past.
But now, I mean, it's chronic now. You see it everywhere.
Yes. Look, they had this Ebola black drink, the Lunatic Outpost. I put the link in there for y'all. And this is, you know, I'm assuming people's opinions, okay? I think the Ebola is a variation of the bubonic plague. This is very good news, because by researching the history regarding the Black Death, one can figure out a lot about it. Now, what concerned me was when he said, I think it's in the water. So if it does tie in with water, since he said that, does that have anything to do with Detroit and Ohio having a water problem last week? I don't know if they're still having that water problem.
I think Ohio finally got over it, but it was due to algae, I think, right, in the
yeah,
lake.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
I mean, because nowadays, see, I don't know what's true and what's not the truth.
You never do. You never do. Nowadays, you don't know what is the truth. I mean, it's half of this crap is fabricated. They feed to you in the media, so you don't know what's the truth. You know, I saw an interview with a lady in a Toledo, I think it was Toledo area, and they said, okay, the water's safe to drink, go ahead. And she goes, I ain't drinking shit. She goes, I ain't going to drink no water.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
She goes, I got tons of bottled water, and my family's going to keep drinking bottled water, and we're not drinking nothing out of that tap. You know,
okay,
I mean, I don't blame her. If I was there, I'd be the same way. You ain't going to get me to drink just because you tell me it's good. I don't trust
them.
Yeah,
how about it? I don't either. Lady Michelle said there's senility and there's Alzheimer's. The government had their so-called cure and brought these people over here at the same time. Give me a break. There are no coincidences.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Lady Michelle. I'm confused. Are you talking about the Alzheimer's or are you talking about the Ebola? Alan, Mike is here. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Mike showed up. I think Michelle is talking about basically, at least the way I look at it, any disease, anything that's going on right now is on purpose. It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'd have to agree with that. And, Mike, you may not be ready, but we're ready for you.
Hello, all you healthy people.
What's up, Mike?
Hello.
You know, it's kind of funny. They talk about all the health and all that.
Thank you, Lady Michelle.
But whenever I hear all these people that I'm on a special diet and I watch what I eat and I remind them, you know what? Look at all the people that went without and everything and they lived all their lives eating healthy and everything else, like Atkins, Dr. Atkins. Now what's going on? Atkins slipped on the ice, fell, killed himself. Now he's up in heaven going, you know, I should have had that chocolate sundae. I could have eaten these cupcakes. That Boston cream pie looks great. What a dummy I was. So it's not even what you do. It's what we're surrounded with and exposed to. And yet they fool themselves thinking, I'm going to Mrs. Gooch's and the green supermarket, and I'm going to eat healthy. Well, they're spraying you with God knows what. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's just bizarre.
Well, Mike, you know as well as I do that when fresh vegetables, before they make it to the stores, you know as well as I do, how many dozens of pesticides do they plant on that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, not even that. Some of the stuff that's imported now, they say they're trying to get control over it, but what fertilizers they use in some of these countries and everything, we don't really, I'm not convinced that we have control over what they use. We don't know how they
treat
this.
Has anyone paid attention that the government is allowing our chickens to be sent overseas to be processed?
Yeah, they send them to China.
Yeah, they send them to China to be processed and then brought back to you without question.
Yeah, Tyson Chicken was shutting down one of their big factories up here in New York. They said they're consolidating. Consolidating? They didn't add on to the existing ones.
Yep. It's all a part of a conspiracy. People can make fun of that as much as you want to, but that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, and this government has allowed it to take place.
Yeah,
no question.
That they have.
No questions. Just go ahead and do it. You know, in other words, we'll regulate everything else in your life, but hold it. We're not going to regulate this chicken. We're going to let China process it for you, and you know, and God knows what they have. They don't have regulations over there.
No.
They don't have nothing like we have here. And, you know, I used to work for a Taiwanese company, which is basically China, a little island out off of China. And, my God, they I mean, the stuff they did at their chemical plants is overwhelming. People have no idea what they did to the environment, okay? And they tried to do it here with this particular company I worked for. They tried to do it here, and they got in trouble time after. God knows how many millions of dollars they paid in fines because of the crap they were trying to do or get away with. And they tried to do it secretively, but they would get caught. They got caught after time after time. And, I mean, so it's going on regularly, you know, and this company is flourishing. This ain't a company that's gone away. They're doing great.
And, you know, that stuff might work in their countries the way some of the things they get away with, like it's funny now, myself hearing about it, I mean, reading about it, but World War II, when our guys were in Italy, they figured out what the problem was, and they put down the rule that, no, they told the soldiers, don't start picking the tomatoes in the farmers' fields in Italy and eating them, because you're getting diarrhea. And the reason is the Italians use human waste for fertilizer.
Yeah.
And everybody went, what? Well, they're used to it. Their systems are acclimated to that. Ours weren't. So our guys ended up getting the Hershey squirts. And what do you expect? And so now these other countries, third world countries, you think they don't do insane things like this? And what bacteria and everything else is in those vegetables and everything? They sell them on the market, and I'm sure they import them. No, you don't know. I mean, and you hear every now and then, I'll go into the market and they'll tell me, don't use strawberries from South America or Mexico.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, from Mexico.
You know, because all of a sudden there's a recall and we're bringing them back in. And
well, listen, look at some of the canned foods that are on the shelves today. A lot of the canned foods, if you really want to know where they're coming from, it says it right on the friggin' label.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff coming in from China alone.
Yeah.
In my cabinet, I kid you not, I picked up a couple of cans of vegetarian beans the other day, and right on the label it says, product of China.
Oh, I have a good one for you, okay?
Okay.
This is really, really good, y'all. You know, years ago, at my grandmother's, I got a can of string beans or something from her, I forget what it was, which was rare, understand, rare, for my grandmother to have a can of anything.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, I went through my cabinets and I still had it because I don't use that many canned goods myself. And that can was from 1940-something.
Oh, my God. Did you put it on eBay?
Oh, Lord, excuse me.
It would have been a collector's item.
I threw it away.
Oh, my God.
I figured it was, yeah, look, it couldn't have been any good. It had to be tainted and everything.
Yeah. Now, what happened to Ron Reck? I don't hear Ron.
He's here. He got himself on mute. What's he doing? Ron, what are you doing, dear?
Nothing.
Ron!
Listening to the Greek.
Hey, Ron, what you doing?
Oh, I'm sitting there looking at the newspaper.
Don't do that.
Why are you reading the newspaper and we're talking? Oh, someone sent you something, Ron. Upload Stephen Redding's, Stephen
yeah.
Redding's.
And I've got a couple of pictures I'm putting in for Ron.
Well, who is Stephen Redding?
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, Ron,
click on
their link at your own.
No, that's
it says
okay.
Picture has been deleted.
But I don't know who you are, so I'm glad you said it was for Ron and not for everyone else in the chat room.
It said picture was deleted, it said. It wouldn't come up for me.
Oh, because it was meant just for Ron.
No, but the two links underneath that I put, those are the, my truck is coming along. Hopefully, they told me I might have it tomorrow late afternoon, probably at least by Friday. They put the radiator in it today. It's getting there.
Well, that's good.
So, George, did you have a show tonight? George? Did we lose him?
Yeah.
I don't know if I missed George's show.
I thought he was still... George is here. He's on the line. Maybe he stepped away for a moment. And in the chat.
Yeah, probably. Well, I was on a show tonight. I think Iggy Mom was on it. I mean, it was earlier. Duke something
mm-hmm.
show? Duke conservative something? Like
never
a gentleman
heard
named
of it.
Duke? And,
never heard of it.
Boy, they had an author that wrote a book on the Pacific, World War II,
mm-hmm.
and I had called into his show before, and he remembered me, and he said, Mike, no, definitely, I know you're into World War II, so I'd like to have you here when, all right, but he kept me on mute for the whole show, and I'm sitting there chomping at the bit going, he didn't open up the line, so... I was like, damn, there are a couple of questions that I want to ask him. Sound like a nice, good guy, good author, good book, but
mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes some of the shows, they don't want audience participation. They want to treat it as if they're Barbara Walters doing an interview. And
I know that guy. He likes. I know that guy you're talking about, Mike. He's a good talker, but he likes to talk. He'd rather talk, and he don't let many other people in.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
And I sat there going, Jesus Christ, there's so much I really wanted to add to it, but that's all right, whatever.
Now, let me ask
hey,
y'all
man.
Something.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead,
Ed. Oh, okay. Now, in one of these postings, this was from August the 3rd, someone said, isn't it strange coincidence that when the Black Plague raged throughout the world, there were two popes. Are there two popes now? I'm not Catholic, so I don't know.
Well, there's a major pope and a minor pope. Now, the diminished pope is different. Now, there's different types of popes. Ron, fill her in on this. Musically, there's a lot of different popes.
Popes? There's a lot of them in a jug of orange juice. If you got
okay, come on. I'm being serious. They're saying that when the Black Plague. See, listen, gentlemen. They're saying that when the Black Plague went through, there were two popes. So I'm asking, okay, is there two popes at this time now? Is that another piece to the puzzle?
Well, you got to have a spare pope in case you blow a pope.
You have to. There always has to be a spare pope. But then
right.
You got to.
I'm being serious, y'all.
But you got to have the pope pump, because otherwise, without the pope pump, you can't lift the thing up to change the pope.
And make sure
Antoinette, trust me, you're not going to win this one.
Oh my God!
You had a pope that
forgive
quit.
Me, Father, for I have sinned. I trust myself
yes.
in your manner.
And another guy took
what
his place.
Ron, oh God,
thank
no.
you, Lady Michelle. Lady Michelle saying yes, Pope Benedict is still living. So there's
what
still
would,
two
yeah.
living popes.
That,
he resigned,
yeah,
and now we have the guy out of Argentina.
Benedict, like
thank
the,
you, Lady
like
Michelle,
Benedict.
Because the gentleman.
My cure to restaurant business. Is that what that is? The Pope Benedict is a breakfast sandwich. Do you get holiday sauce with that poached egg on top of that Canadian
oh
bacon?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm
Benedict,
serious.
Pope Benedict. The Pope's Egg Benedict.
Ron,
that's,
I'm going to
open a
restaurant
classic
called
dish.
The Sistine Chapel. That's it. I'm going to open a fucking restaurant called the Sistine Chapel. And I'm going to be your Pope cook for the day.
I was being serious. Since they said that when the
I'm not Catholic, but I can tell you the Pope we had resigned, and then another Pope took his place.
Right.
And if you read the Bible, and if you understand the Bible, it's all foretold. That was going to take place.
Yeah, I read the Bible. I read the Pope. I don't read the Pope. But no, I was asking because I'm looking in here under these, these little tidbits that people are putting in, you know, for different posts that they're writing. So they had said that during the Black Plague that it was two popes alive. So that's the reason why I asked, well, oh, is it two popes now?
Are they taking applications? I'm looking for a new job.
Okay, well, Ron, I don't think you qualify.
Do I have to go to Italy to the popery to become popery?
I don't know, but this was posted on August the 3rd at 8:23 a.m.
My personal belief is your New World Order, which people don't understand that yet. Most people don't. I think it's going to come right there from the Vatican. I think that's where your false prophet's going to come from, is the New World Order, the Catholic Church.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the biggest gaming religion in the business. They make Jim Baker look like a Girl Scout.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
The
Catholic religion, as they call it, we're charging people money guaranteeing a trip to heaven. What a bullshit story, man. You know?
Yep.
They pulled this off because a long time ago people didn't know right from wrong with this crazy shit. They had it all fucked up in the head. What a perfect scam. It's a criminal cartel, isn't it? They hear that. Oh, it's against God. No, you're using God as a fucking tool. That's what you're doing. Just like the rest of the
And they've done it for years. And they've done it for years. They've been in control for years.
They did it for Jesus, man. I mean, since they came out of the gig, they had it mastered. What was it, King George, King Henry, motherfuckers gave it all up to him to guarantee this trip to heaven. They had him fooled.
Yep.
He's a man of control of the goddamn massive amount of area, you know? Wow, he's a king.
I've got a lot of friends that are Catholics that are starting to rethink their faith right now. I mean, they're really questioning it because of what's going on around the world.
Faith.
You know?
Faith is a concept.
If they have any sense about it, if they have any sense about them, you know, the ones that don't have no sense about them are the ones I'm worried about, is the people that conform and just kind of go along with whatever they tell them. But, you know, some people are saying, that ain't right. What the hell did you just say? You know, that ain't right. But the fact is the Catholic Church is, you know, how long have we been watching in the media? Ron, you know this, I know this, everybody here knows this. How many times have we seen stories in the media about Catholic, the priest and whatnot, and the rest of the clergy molesting young boys?
Right.
It's been going on since I was a kid.
They pissed somebody off to do that at them. Or else they
since I was
that
a kid.
For years.
I've been hearing these stories over and over and over, and it's, you know, if you don't wake up and say, hey, what's going on here? Something's wrong with this church. Why is it, you know, why is a church protecting these people, you know? And then you got the Pope,
they're
the actual Pope
money.
In power right now, you know, just the other day, a communist Pope, he put him back into service. You know, I mean, the Catholic Church is corrupt, very bad, and the guy that's in power right now, I mean, if you read the Bible, it all tells you about this. This is going to happen, and it's happening. Go ahead.
Yes, it does.
Now, Mike, you sent this to me on the link in the chat room. You everybody always see this. They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. These days, you get a deal on anything.
I thought you were going to see that.
Pope
How do you like
Saint
that?
Benedict has announced that his people can once again pay the Catholic Church to ease their way into the purgatory and into the gates of heaven. Wow.
I knew you'd like that.
Yes, I do.
Now, I wonder if that counts for like Charles Manson. If Charlie was Catholic, can he pay to... I wonder.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay, I'm going to start a religion. And here's the deal. We call the church Ebola. The church of Ebola, and you're getting to hit the donate button. I'll do videos on YouTube. You know, I'll sell you a 5-gallon bucket of dried beans for $75. If you get to, I'll give it to you for $145, because end time's coming. And if you want to go to heaven, I need you to give me $10,000, and I want 50% of your Social Security check every month, auto paid to my account.
Yep.
And you're guaranteed to survive. Purgatory, is purgatory really bothering you? We got the answer. Join the big bullshit club. We'll guarantee your trip to heaven. You don't have to sit around purgatory all the time, wait around like you're in a doctor's office. Send your money in. We'll get you there right away. Overnight delivery is possible if you pay an extra fee. TSA at purgatory.
I can't believe they're bringing it back in. I can't believe it.
Okay, that was your friend.
I let your friend in.
I let your friend in for a second. Look, every time I hang up on him, he calls right back. I figure, okay, maybe he has something to say.
Yeah, he's got something to say, right?
Yeah,
I
mean,
I'm... I want to buy my way to heaven. Maybe Eric wants to ride to heaven. Eric, you got any money?
Mary, I never saw that movie.
But Eric, he must have some money. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you, man. But I did.
Oh, thank you, Supernatural. See, I don't watch too many movies. So I'm sorry I missed that one.
I never seen it either.
A whole lot
of
Purgatory.
I can't find it. I would love to find it. It was a Twilight Zone episode. I tried looking the other night with the guy that George came up with his name. Now I forgot it again. Shoot.
Alfred Hitchcock?
No, the guy from Adam's Family. Anyway, the episode was called Hell's Bells, but it was a Twilight Zone episode, not Night Gallery episode, which used the same
Gomez?
Title. The guy that played Gomez.
Okay.
George had his name last time.
I don't know his name.
But
I remember Gomez and Uncle Felix.
The guy that played Gomez came down a chute and ended up dropped in this waiting room. It was purgatory. And it was Twilight Zone.
Purgatory is a good thing to be involved with. I think the play was excellent. The screenwriter was good. the Pope directed it. And
John
I think
Astor,
he also was the director of the Pope, Francis, the talking to me. Pope Francis talking ass.
Mary said it was John Ashton.
You're
going to
name
Ron,
one of
your
mules Francis, aren't you?
Ron, why don't
What's
you
that?
Take him in the green room? Maybe your friend is back. Maybe they want to talk to you.
He might do weird things with me. I'm not going to know. I'm a born-again virgin.
Okay.
According to the Catholic Church,
Gomez
I filled out a card and I sent them to money order. They said if I send them $10, I'd become a born again virgin. So there is a born again virgin. I've never did anything wrong, ever.
Okay.
No?
Now.
You seen the movie Old Brother Where Art Thou, ain't you? Remember?
Yep.
They got dunked in the water and saved.
Oh,
all my sins and transgressions are washed away. I'm a free man. You know?
That's what we need. We need trolls. We need, like, Jehovah Witness trolls that will try to sell, like, watchtowers.
Hey.
Well, they got the watchtower magazines. I mean, we never see anybody trying to promote those on any of the talk shows.
Because Jehovah Witnesses don't do that.
Well, they knock on doors.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I figured they'd be on the internet, too. I never see them on the internet shows.
I've been a subscriber watchtower for years.
Maybe you're going to take
one home. I enjoy the magazine. I enjoy the church.
Oh.
Couple times a year.
You've been to the Kingdom Hall, Ron.
I've been to the Kingdom Hall. Yes, I have. I've been there. Not in it, but I've been there to it. Not in it. But anyway, look here. I followed it very closely because here's why. I become Jehovah's Witness one time a year. Okay.
Would they have a barbecue?
One time a year. No. I become a Jehovah's Witness one time a year. And I'll explain to you why. It's called Christmas. I become a Jehovah's Witness on Christmas because, see, Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in shit. So I go, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hang out with them during time. So I feel, well, Ron, why didn't you buy me up? Because I'm a fucking Jehovah's Witness. What do you mean? Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Hey, Ron Reck. Ron Reck.
Yes, ma'am.
My mother was a Jehovah's Witness.
No.
My wife's a Jehovah's Witness. My wife's a lifelong time member.
I used to be. Not a VIP.
Let me give you my
twist towards Jehovah's Witnesses.
I have a difficult time with the Mormons because of the Book of Mormon. I have a difficult time with the Jehovah's Witnesses because they've altered the Bible so much that it's just like the Mormons, it suits their agenda, their purposes. I had the Jehovah's Witnesses show up at my door early this morning. And I asked them... I asked them very politely not to come back.
Yeah, they're going to come back.
I told them if they come...
Oh, I got to charge my phone. I'll be right back, y'all.
I told them very politely. I said, don't come back. This is the second time I've asked you folks not to come back to my door anymore. Here's what's going to happen. The next time you knock on my door, I will call the police right in front of you and have you removed from the building. Because this now borders on harassment, and I will not tolerate it anymore. You came, you told me about the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I rejected what you had to say. It is my choice. You came here a second time today, and now you want to do it again. I am only going to say this once. And it was the same people that came to my door the first time. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, when you came here the first time, I told you then, do not come back. Now you're coming back. One more time, you show up at my door, you're going to jail. End of discussion. Have a nice day. Do not return.
I had the privilege of working at a company years ago when I was married, and one of the guys I worked with was Jehovah's Witness, and he knew my views, I knew his views, that kind of thing. And, they like to do that door-to-door thing, and at the very end of my street was Jehovah's Witness Church, one of their, buildings. And they would always bypass my house because of my friend at work. I loved it, because they would go by there and... they would see me, or if I was even inside or outside, they would see the house, and they would just skip it. And I loved it, because they know, oh, don't go talk to him. he's going to go, I'm gonna preach to him. And they don't want to hear it. So they would skip me, and that's cool. But I never had problems with them. I actually grew up.
Hey,
go ahead.
Dolph, hold on a second. Ron, you're being...
I got it.
Oh, yeah, you're looking at the troll. You got the nigger troll in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really hate that.
Bye. Thank you very much for stopping by. I love to see intelligent people.
But, when I was a kid, I grew up with my dad's side of the family actually had Jehovah's Witnesses, on that side, and they would come over during the holiday season. I felt sorry for the kids. I really did because, we're all, exchanging presents. They don't have no presents. They don't do anything. But they're there for the food. They come there for the food. There's no presents or anything exchanged. I felt sorry for the kids because everybody else is all the kids anyways. They're look at my new this or that, whatever the games were back then. The toys.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Honestly, golf dogs. When you're a Jehovah's Witness, you buy children presents all year round. I know when I didn't celebrate Christmas, what I would do is not on that day. No, I did not, do the toys. The day before and the day after, so they still had new toys.
No. I agree with you on that. I felt sorry for the kids. But, I don't believe that the celebration of Christmas, personally, I don't like the entire commercialism,
and it was the paganism that was behind it.
I don't agree with that.
It's going back to what it really meant.
I don't know. I don't like anything
sorry,
seems
gentlemen,
like a cult. You got what?
Yeah, well, we have two other people online. I want to see who they are. Is that okay with y'all?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Area code 239. Area code 239.
Are you How you doing, Rick? What are you doing on my fucking show there, pal? You got that dumb...
Another troll.
Okay.
Boy, that didn't take long. An asshole.
Yeah.
Nope. Didn't take long at all.
Who's the other one next,
Ray? Okay, we got another one.
Yeah, that's
area
one
code 515.
239.
Okay. Hello, dear. Hello?
Hey, you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm actually off the road on the interstate by the truck stop. I heard your show on my tablet, and I had to call in.
Okay. Do you have anything to contribute?
Yeah, I do actually. I found your number in the truck stop bathroom.
I knew it. I knew it. Here we go. Next stage. That's all we had to hear.
I knew that. Yep, I knew that's what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I knew you could tell when they're really polite at first.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
God, what about now is when I should be sitting here going, were you born an asshole?
Yes.
Yeah, you know my favorite ones are, I mean, you got the Jehovah's, and I love the Hare Krishnas, because I was downtown
never
Boston. We were in downtown Boston. There was a whole bunch of them with the drums and the little orange robes and all the things and swinging, and they were doing Hare Krishna song, and I was with about five or six other Greeks, and we all got together and put our arms, we started doing the Greek line dance, you know, the Zorba the Greek. It was hilarious, and the Krishnas, they thought it was great, and we were just having a great time with it. It was like the same rhythm as having a gila, so it fit perfectly. So just, they didn't expect it, you know. Hey, what the hell? I mean, but any of those guys that come up to you and they get that blank look on their face, it like a cult, it gets old quick. And they start, you know, have you heard the word? Yes, I have. The IRS was just here. I what are you telling these people?
Now, wait a minute. You think that's weird?
Yeah.
Trust me when I say, I actually met Hare Krishna.
Wait a minute. Through. Excuse me. I'm not touching this. Ron, it's an all six number. All sixes.
Yeah,
well,
it's
the devil himself. That's the devil himself. It's Lucifer. Don't take
that. Yeah, what's
up,
Lucifer? How's it going?
Oh, I wouldn't take it.
I didn't see you at the bar last night, motherfucker.
Let me know when you're home.
Oh, Jesus.
They're spoofing their numbers, you know.
No, honey, you have to cook it. Look in the freezer and you can take one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ron's show does attract a lot of trolls. Well, we know that.
Ron plays with fans, man.
You don't understand, do you?
He thrives on this. Ron gets his numbers
so
from trolls.
Left.
I mean, I like abusing them.
Oh.
I do. I don't care.
10 minutes remaining.
Right here.
10 minutes and it's over.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have another call, 696 there, your code.
I do.
Yeah.
Where's that music coming from?
What music?
I don't know. Oh, did you just hear my cell phone?
I'm sorry. Oh, I know where it's coming from. Let me close something here.
Oh.
Yeah, my phone's going to die.
It's not like trumpets or anything, George, is it? Don't scare me.
No.
Okay, because
I was looking at something on Vital.com and... it went to an advertisement.
You mentioned like
you get that 696
browser, and I've got the ad blocker up, and it didn't block crap.
Well, you mentioned Mormons. I want to make sure that guy with the trumpet on top of the building wasn't chasing you, because I want you hanging around with us for a while here.
No.
Hey, Mike.
What?
I'm going to be going to a Hitler fan club meeting.
Oh, you want one of those stick-on mustaches?
Right on my head, Ron.
You need a stick-on mustache. No, but I
remember.
But I know what a lot of them look like, though. They got that little mustache.
Well, I thought he was the president of the fan club. I was talking to you.
Oh, God.
A Greek Hitler, yeah.
The Führer was a good dancer, you know.
Comrade.
Remember the producers?
I'm going to send a troll to the gas chamber right now.
Yes. The Führer never said baby. Just remember from the producers, Mel Brooks?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was cute.
I love you too, sweetheart.
I love you too,
sweetie.
Well, we love you too, Antoinette.
Hey, Ron, are you doing overtime?
To my son.
No. I can't. I can't.
Doing overtime. Good night, everybody.
You're out of here?
Who's leaving?
Maybe it is. I don't know. Look, your sister may have put it down the box. I'm sorry. It is 12:51. Ron, are you going over? We're done in nine?
No.
What's going on?
No, I'm done.
Ron,
okay.
Are you still in the chat room, Ron?
Yeah.
Here, golf's kind of like this, too. I've got the perfect thing for one of your shows, one of your upcoming shows. Take a look at this picture. What do you think? Do you think we could do it, or would they pick on us if we used that for a title? We could pick, like, famous politicians and let's focus
sure.
on Obama.
We start calling them in and have to do an interview.
I like that picture. I'm going to save it.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, I'm going to save that. I'm actually going to send it to some people tonight.
Yeah. Welcome to another installment of... That would be a good name for a radio show.
Y'all are a mess. And the deep freeze, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
We're troublemakers.
I know.
Ron's a troublemaker.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to another installment of What the Fuck Were You Thinking? Brought to you by
That's a Friday show. You know that's a Friday show.
That would be a Friday show. That definitely would be a Friday show.
I want to welcome all my people to What the Fuck Were You Thinking? Tonight's topic is... What the fuck are you thinking?
And it even says that.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Oh,
what
my goodness.
Yeah, isn't that great? And somebody sent me this picture. This is a great Dr. Seuss book. I thought it was fantastic. When someone's discussing Dr. Seuss, that's another funny.
That, y'all are not right.
What
is Dr. Seuss
thinking?
No, I'm still looking at to another installment.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I'm going to call you right after this show. I need to ask you a question, and then I'll be done real quick.
Oh, I think you make it a conference call.
No, Mike. Mike.
All right, I'll be here. I'll be here. And Supernatural, you're from Springfield. I'm from Worcester, Mass. All right, we're not that far apart. Yep. Dr. Seuss, he was another one. Remember?
You were separated as children.
Yep, remember Green Eggs and Ham?
Well, sure.
Well, you know, that actually came from Dr. Seuss in World War II. That was a for real, and I found out about it the hard way. When you do bulk scrambled eggs and you have a pan full of them, if they sit on the steamer, they react. The protein reacts with the aluminum and they turn green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with them. It's just aesthetically the way they look. They're green eggs. So
yeah.
The soldiers used to joke about it and call it Green Eggs and Ham. That's where he got it from. Was from World War II.
Let's turn it into a child classic.
It turned into a child story. Yeah.
Yes, sir. May I have another? You want another?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
No. But anyway, save that picture for another installment.
Yes,
That could come in handy sometime.
Yes, Mike, that could.
That picture will be all over the internet come tomorrow when I send it to a few people that
will.
I know.
Yeah. Also, the Dr.
Y'all,
Seuss
I
book.
If I was still on Facebook, I would have it on Facebook. But I'm not on Facebook anymore because I would have put that on there.
Did you see Dr. Seuss?
No, I was just looking at
the other link that I put up after it.
No, okay,
take
you
a look.
Put another link up.
Ron, okay. Check that one out.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, the Dr. Seuss one. You got a hoe.
All right, come here, babe.
Yeah. Horton hires a hoe.
Oh, that's the same. Come here, sweetie. How many did you get?
Oh shit! Well, we're
did
down
you make
to
sure
4 minutes,
you covered
kid.
It up, kid?
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all. Look.
I said that kid were you.
Look, and I want to do a segment on that.
Ron, I got one quick question for you about the kanger.
He is
yes,
crazy.
Sir. Oh, yeah, how's it going with that? You got it going?
Is that something
it's,
that I
it's going okay.
Of?
I'm using it and everything, but
no.
Is it normal to get headaches?
Oh, it is
no.
For me.
All right. Because it's just the past 2 days I've been trying to get it.
What type of juice you got in there?
It says tobacco. And it says
how many milligrams? How much milligrams of nicotine?
18. Lush.
Yeah,
Lush brand.
Right.
Lush Vapor. And
okay,
the other one I have is
I've
called
checked,
Lust Vapor.
Well,
and
check
it's tobacco.
This out. Today I just got done mixing a batch.
All right.
And I'm going to send it to you in the mail tomorrow.
All right.
I'll get this off in the
mail
to you tomorrow.
Can I just have the regular tobacco that you have?
The regular?
Yeah,
did you quit?
Some, if you want some.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay,
I
can
sent
that.
You
a video.
Did you open something up?
I have nothing up.
Oh, it just seemed like got really staticky or something.
Yeah, it echoed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But where all natural tobacco is good for you, and the same
I was reading into that. Right.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Antoinette, the real problem is when you're smoking on something that's burning like that, it's what hurts you. The tobacco itself won't hurt you at all. You know, natural tobacco, but you get a vaporizer and use it to do that. And it'd be much better. You ain't got no fire contact to it.
Yep.
It's that fire is the issue.
Look, Ron.
So,
I'm just trying to enjoy my cigarette, okay?
I know, but you can't. It's bad for you.
Well, the paper in those bands, those acetate bands that they put in it, made it
acetate
brutal.
Copolymer.
Yep.
Well, they said don't
carpet glue.
The commercial cigarettes don't use.
You know, commercial or any commercial cigarettes.
Right. Don't
every
use
one
the
of
commercial.
Them. That's right.
But the natural
but the
ones
vapor,
were the things that I even told
this
my
vapor
doctor.
Thing, man, you will. But Mike, you ain't got the right juice, bro. I'm gonna send you some. You'll be happy. Anyway, 90 seconds
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I'm scared. This is harsh.
Yeah,
this is
harsh.
You're
high in nicotine. Yeah, too high in nicotine, brother.
You can hear it.
you're in the throat hit. That ain't good. It ain't going to hurt you.
This
sucks.
Stuff is harsh.
Yeah.
I mean, I just took a hit off it, and it's very harsh on my throat.
Yes, it is. Don't worry. I'm going to priority ship this, man.
Unless I got the wrong one. Maybe I got the wrong voltage set or something on this.
What's your voltage set at?
I had it at 4.3, and now I put it to 4.8.
No, that's way too high. That's why you're choking up. Go to 3.8, 3.8, 3.6.
All right,
that's
I'll go back
problem. You're French frying that shit. You're deep frying it. Don't do that. No. Back that thing down.
Oh, I did. I just turned it down. Let me see if this...
All right. Hopefully you get a good airflow through it.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
Damn. Every time I do that, I feel like
three
I'm in a, it's like
three
I'm in
down
a,
three.
In a, no, it doesn't. I don't think it goes any lower. That's it.
That's okay. Well, yeah. All right. Well, so I'm gonna send this stuff to you. All right. And you'll like
and
it.
George is
you'll
back
like a lot better than that shit.
Oh, it does. It does go lower.
Hello, George.
3.3. All right. I'll put it down to 3.3. You're right. It does go lower.
Hello again.
Hey, George.
I figured you were still here, so, what the hell.
Yeah.
We're still in overtime, kind of.
Well.
But, yeah, that, I guess I'll send you two different mixes. I'll send you a light and a medium. I won't send you a heavy because you don't need that. But this... What I got sitting, I just, matter of fact, I just did, small 30 milliliters of it. You know, so I've been testing it, getting to where I like it.
All right.
It's a lot smoother. It has a little slight sweet taste to it, like tobacco should taste like, you know.
All right.
It's a mix between a Marlboro and a Camel flavor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, George, you missed it. I just had a coughing fit. I took a hit off that Kanger thing, and I turned back into a Cheech and Chong episode.
Yeah,
and,
you had that too high, man. You're,
I had it on full power. But somebody asked me, I went to the market to pick up some supplies, and a friend of mine that works there, I she asked me what it looked for, that looked like the day before, and I pulled it out tonight, and I pointed it at her. I said, "Don't anybody move." And they all stopped and said, "What the heck is that?" I said, "It's right out of a Doctor Who episode. Don't move or I'll vaporize you."
But I showed you where to get the parts cheaper, too, though.
Yes.
Because, as a matter of fact, me and another person are talking about kicking a shop open. You know, we're going to start doing it, manufacturing the juice and everything else, all different flavors. But like I said, it's, you know, you're getting the first run of this. And
well, until the government comes in, until the government comes in and starts taxing and legislating it, and there's money to be made.
Right. Well, yeah, so they get their cut in it, too. But the whole thing, like I said, but for now, I'm just playing with it. And I just know what I like to taste. You know what I mean? And when I mix this up, I mix it right to my favorite taste. And but again, there, it takes a minute to get used to it. You know, you smoke on for a day, then you get used to it. But it's, yeah. But I got the lower percentage of nicotine. I mean, you don't need that much, really. So, but you'll like it much better.
What's
a
cigarette? What's the nicotine level out of a cigarette, then?
I should not tell you. I don't know that answer. That.
I
need to
find
it. I was meaning to do that, to look it up.
But you know the weirdest thing I saw at the shop now? They have an, you know, like how e-cigarettes look. Now they have an electronic cigar.
Yeah. They have
and it looks like a cigar.
Another thing I meant to tell you, they do have some Chinese juice out there. That, you know, like the liquid you put in that thing, that could be a Chinese market juice that tastes like anything from China is shitty. I don't care, you know.
Well, I hope not. Let me take a look at this.
All right. I mean, most of the cigarettes yourself are built in China. You can wear around that.
Furuzaka? Who's playing that?
Not me.
Cat's on the piano again.
Oh, well, the cat's good if he can play that.
I just downloaded a piano. That's easy for me to say, Doc.
It sounded good. Pine International is the company that makes one of them. I don't know who that is. They're both 18 milligram tobacco. It's Lust brand, and the other one is Lush brand.
Right.
Let me see who this one is.
That must be put out by drunks.
Do you have a flavor? This tobacco flavor?
Handmade in the USA for the other one.
Okay, that's good. Well, anyway, this stuff I'm sending you, I have called it gasoline.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? It's not gasoline, Mike.
All right.
It's 50-50 EV, son of a bitch. six milligrams of nicotine in it. You'll like it.
Well, gentlemen, I am going to say goodnight.
Me too. We're out of here. All right?
All right.
Everybody behave
well,
yourself.
Y'all don't have to leave because I'm leaving.
That's
I'm
it.
Leaving.
If you're leaving,
go,
we're
man.
Leaving. And that's all there is to it, and you can't talk us out of
that's
it.
That's right. You ain't going to win this argument. We win.
Now, hold the phone here and hold everything.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Y'all listening? Revenge. Y'all gonna turn against me?
No.
I'm mad. Every time I say something, I get cut off.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Why do you think I left before?
We can still hear you talking.
I opened my mouth. Somebody talked over me.
I'm sorry, George. That was for everybody said they were turning against me. So that's how I was like, see, the big payback.
Yeah, we was picking a fight with her, so. But we tried, damn. Choked at the open net.
But no,
anyway,
I'm not.
Have a great night. I'll talk to you later on.
All right, have a good
too.
Night.
Bye.
All right, good night, everyone. Ron, is that you?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find our exit song.
Playing with a new app.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Have a good one, everyone.
That's all, folks.